I'll just sit over here and make weird noises.
Okay.
Make this sound like fire sound.
I've got Phil Moog with me.
He's got
UFO.
Phil. Hello.
How are you?
All right, thanks. Fine.
Coming through the States again?
Yeah, here for about 2 months. Uh-huh. This time, 2-3 months. Right across, and then we're coming back again for another 3 months.
Later on?
We're giving it a concentrated effort.
In between that, are you going out to Japan or anywhere?
I don't think so. We're going to do another album in the period that we go home, and some English and European dates, and then come straight back. So we'll virtually be here 8 months, 9 months out of the year. Kind of working at it.
UFO's been around quite a long time, probably longer than a lot of people realize, those who are perhaps just familiar with the last two albums.
Yeah, we sort of did ourselves up for the last two albums, you know, after we lost our original guitarist and searched around and found Michael Schenker, a current one, while we was on tour in Germany. And got together a new record deal with Chrysalis. We had to wait a year, I think it was a year and a half before the other one was finished, which we wouldn't record again with them.
Uh-huh.
It's one of those rip-off ones, you know?
You had a couple of records out here, didn't you?
Well, I think there was one released on Tamla Motown. They got a deal with Tamla Motown, and it was meant to be all some sort of big deal about a white group on a black label.
Uh-huh.
And something like that, but nothing actually happened from it. I mean, nothing happened with that record deal anyway, because we never actually got any money. So we had to wait an awful long time for it to expire. And during that period, we lost the original guitarist.
Uh-huh.
We had with us. And then got Schenker.
It's very good.
That's why we got him. We ripped him off from a band we was playing with.
Scorpions. So,
yeah, there was support.
How did you manage to do that?
Oh, crafty. No, we, funnily enough, we had a tour to do, and the guitar, our guitarist, it was Debbing at the moment. We just got a guitarist to play with, you know, fill in the gap. He never turned up.
Uh-huh.
So we said to Shank, we said, come on, you're going to play with us. And he could only say yes. He could speak about two words of English then. And he said, okay. So we had a 15-minute chat about what we was going to play, and we went on and did it. And it wasn't very good. But it was the beginning of a beautiful friendship. And he's been with us since. You know, after the tour, he left Scorpions and came with us to England. But this is 2 years ago, before we actually got the Chrysalis deal together and the last two albums which we've had out over here.
How has his presence affected your music?
Quite a lot, because not only do we write as a group, but also the lead guitarist has a lot of leeway in what he can do and what he can't do. And we actually decided to change, you know, our general direction from where we was anyway, you know, sort of more of a concept thing in your mind, you know, what we actually were going to do. And he fell in with it very well, you know, especially as he couldn't speak any English.
Mm-hmm.
And being German, that was a little bit difficult, but it worked out fine from our point of view. We've got a keyboard player with us at the moment too, from another English band.
Playing live with you?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Danny Paranel. He used to play with a group called the Heavy Metal Kids.
Yeah.
In England, which he left to join us. So things are working out fine along those lines. So the next album should be tremendous.
And that include the keyboards?
Yeah. Yeah, we tried it out a bit on this album. Mm-hmm. I mean, the first one was quite basic from a guitarist's point of view. But we tried out the keyboards on the Fawcett album, and it worked on the tracks we did, it worked out really well. So we decided to keep a keyboard player. We've tried lead guitarist, another lead guitarist, but it doesn't work at all. Not with a guitarist like Schenker.
Uh-huh.
Another guitarist, forget it. Come on.
How long has the band been around now?
As it is at the moment, it's only 2 years.
Yeah.
With Schenker, which we consider to be virtually our starting point. Before that, I think we did another 2 years. That's myself, the bass player and the drummer. And we had Mick Bolton on the lead guitar up to that point. I mean, funnily enough, the first album we ever did was tremendously successful, sold an awful amount of copies. And we just never ever got the money for it. We was really poor and we sold an awful amount of albums.
Yeah.
You know, we had hits in Japan and the whole bit. We did a tour of Japan, and the record company decided to make their first bootleg album, which they did, and we never saw anything from that. We was like a white group on a black label, so it was a black label, which is fine, but he could have paid. No, he was a real ripper. Yeah. So it's about 2 years. We consider the last two albums to be our sort of starting point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with Schenker, myself, Pete Way, and Andy to be our starting point. And Fawcett, our most successful up to date in terms of actual an album which we like.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You're working on a third one now?
We've got some things together for the third one, but we won't actually start work for that until we get back home. And when we're in that environment for working, a lot of bands can work on the road and get things together, but don't seem to be able to get anything together on the road. Just, I mean, we just do the playing and that's about it. So we shall be getting that together when we get back home.
How many nights a week are you working on this tour?
Practically every one.
Yeah.
Practically every one. Thankfully. Too many nights off is a danger.
Uh-huh.
We had about 4 nights off in LA, I think. Just in between, which is a long time. And 'cause things get totally out of hand with that amount of time off. An English band in America.
Uh-huh.
It does get out of hand.
You're enjoying yourself?
Oh yes, yes, we are. Well, we're enjoying ourselves so much that even when they said you've got another 6 weeks to do on top of what we had, we didn't really mind. We don't mind it at all. Because with the next tour we do in, I think it's March, with the other album, there's a possibility that we could stay even longer than, you know, each time we're here. Well, it's because it's a good environment for playing.
Mm.
You know, it's so much different from Europe and England.
How does it differ?
Well, England's still very, majority of places are very unprofessional. And you can, in the period of a month, you've covered England. So you haven't got much to do after that,
yeah.
You know, after that month, whereas you can play around this place for a year and not play the same place again. And Europe is totally different. I mean, the only place that is similar at all is Germany and parts of Switzerland. But when you get to places like France, and Italy, whew, you wouldn't believe what it's like. They're unbelievable, especially places like Italy where you have you can have a few thousand people inside and you'll get another 1,000 outside wanting to come in. And they don't, there's no way that they're going to pay. So then the police arrive, and then there's a riot, and then there's police cars turned over. And this is just an everyday thing. This is.
So that's probably happened to you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you've had the riot police out and everything. You can't believe why, you know. I suppose it's because they're hot-blooded. No Italians here, are they? They are hot-blooded. And the same with the French. French are very sort of high like that. But that's why it is very different here. It's very much more rock and roll than a lot of European places, except Germany. Germany, I think, is a very good scene for playing, and England. But you can only do that for a little while.
Uh-huh. Germany's got its own scene coming on now. A lot of bands there.
Well, it has had for a long time, so Michelle tells me. No, it has had for quite a while, but there's not many sort of like Western, what could you say, rock guitarists. There's very few. There was a group called Guitargo,
yeah.
Which was a good rock band, and I mean, they've got Inga Rumpf,
yeah,
who is an excellent singer, female singer. But all the other groups fall into that category of being either doing an Emerson, Lake and Palmer or doing a whatever. The only, I mean, you got your Kraftwerk and Tangerine Dreams, yeah, and that, which are totally different. But this is still heads towards that Floyd. I know Floyd aren't doing that anymore, but it heads towards that sort of thing. So it is a sort of totally different scene, the German one. I wouldn't say it's bad. It's very healthy to have that. He's playing for that group called Kran.
Kran, yeah.
Kran, yeah, I saw the sticker on your wall.
Yeah.
Joey, the guitarist.
Right.
Yeah, he's very good. He's playing for those now. But the German scene is quite good, I suppose. It's quite healthy, but you just never get to play with rock bands in Germany. There aren't that many around at all.
How about in England? What's going on these days?
Oh, in England. England and the media. Well, it's the same thing. There's the BBC and there's the Melody Maker and New Musical Express. That's England. That's England's musical scene. And if they don't like you, they don't like you. And it doesn't matter how popular you are if they don't like you. I mean, but if you can imagine one radio station for a whole country, which is terrible.
Sure.
It's terrible. And one television program, which is Top of the Pops, which is literally Top of the Pops, and it's fine if you like watching the Wombles and the Sweet, but not being very keen on either group, you know, it's no good. The only thing we got is the old Grey Whistle Test, which puts on sort of more rock bands, you know, in that area. Although we have got some commercial radio stations starting, which are quite good. We've done a live show for one,
mm-hmm.
which is so unusual for England. But the press are a pain in the arse in England. They really.
How
are.
They treated you?
I mean, some of them are all right, but even the ones that are all right, the writing, their style of writing and everything, is like a big ego for their writing ability rather than actually talking about the music.
Uh-huh.
And you've got that situation where this again differs over here, because there's so many, you've just got so many outlets that no one person can really get a monopoly of it. But England's still all right. There's still some good bands around, playing around, you know, up and coming, as they say. Now we've got rid of all the old, now we've got rid of the Dross, the Who and all that lot, who are living off their past past glories. Stop talking, Mark. Stop talking.
You have any questions?
Speak.
McDonald's.
We've got one actually in Holloway Road near Finsbury Park. It's the first one in London. It's not bad. no, we haven't.
What kind of music do you like to listen to yourself?
It's very variable, you know. I've got a complete variety.
You're open to all kinds of things.
Yeah, I keep a couple of Stones tapes mm-hmm. around, and I'll even be seen to be putting on a Kraftwerk tape when I'm driving. It's good driving music. But it goes from there to there, uh-huh. from the Blue Danube to, you know, to anything else. It's virtually the same with most of the group. You know, the taste spectrum's pretty wide, so we can frequently get involved in discussions about what's good and what's not good. Yes, it's very variable.
How long have you been singing?
About 5 or 6 years now.
Uh-huh.
From like groups I was in originally, you know, where you start off playing with a bloke round the corner and then you meet other people. But I met other chaps in the band very quickly anyway. You know, I was only knocking about for a couple of years before we actually bumped into one another. And that's when we actually got it, the original group actually got it together, and we was together for quite a long time. You know, we got on very well, so we was together for a long time. Before we started getting all these, you know, you run into contracts and all the business thing, you know, mm-hmm. which can cause an awful lot of aggravation, as you can imagine. What's that you're doing? I thought you was...
Save these.
How dare you give out Jethro Tull stickers while we're doing a UFO interview? Put that away immediately. We should have brought along a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Pardon?
We gotta go.
We've already said goodbye.
That's a big hit once.
Yeah.
It was. Okay, well, we gotta go.
Okay. I'll see you tonight.
Yes. No dancing.
Coming down.
And no dancing. Dancing is not allowed. Yeah, okay, that'd be fine.
What time will you be going on? About 9?
I should imagine so, yeah. And it will be a good show. There's no doubt about it.
Money back guaranteed.
I have to give you a t-shirt.
Yes.
I haven't
got the t-shirt.
You haven't.